It was a strange meeting right from the start, with commissioners bemoaning the convoluted nature of the circumstance that brought them together, and, as the night wore on, plainly wondering why they even exist.
I've been down here for 3 hours and 45 minutes, and you're just now telling me I can't do a damn thing but sit here and smile.
I am telling you that you're here to get organized. I am telling you you can't manage the airport yet because the restraint keeps you from doing that, yes.
That's insurance executive Cam Harris, who was appointed to the commission by Charlotte's mayor, and the commission's attorney, Richard Vinroot, who was responding to him there. Vinroot has spent the last 3 months fiercely defending the commission's right to exist, but as soon as they convened their first meeting last night, several commissioners, who were appointed by the city council, which hates the concept of a commission, pushed Vinroot aside and questioned the need for private attorneys to defend them in court. Here's Anthony Fox, a local attorney appointed to the commission by the city council, not the former mayor.
Why are we continuing to be involved as a commission in challenging legislation that the AG also is defended?
As the meeting wore on, most of the seven commissioners appointed by the Charlotte City Council and the mayor made clear they're on the city's side in this power struggle and would probably be happy to see the commission dissolved by the court. Right now, the commission is prohibited from having anything to do with the airport until a judge says otherwise. Or, as Commissioner Jim Lawton of Iredell County noted,
we can fire Jerry Orr, and we can fire the law firm. Those are the two things we can do.
Jerry Orr is the commission's executive director, appointed in the law. And he's Charlotte Douglas's former aviation director, who the city ousted during this fight. Commissioners conferred privately about the fate of both Orr and the lawyers, and they emerged with a pretty muted decision. Rather than fire the lawyers, the commission instructed Vinroot's team to work only on forging legal agreements with federal regulators. The commission has not decided if it will let the attorneys continue fighting for their existence in court. Nor did they fire Orr. But for all the laborious city council meetings that so rankled Orr while he was aviation director, last night's meeting reached a new level of awkward discomfort.
So after all of this, who would you rather be working for, the city council or the commission?
Well, I just need to work for somebody.
For now, that somebody is the Charlotte Airport Commission. But that's not guaranteed to last. The commission already plans another look at Orr at their next meeting in December. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.